It burned the boats and was prepared to fight to the death. His defiance proved contagious, and with those simple words, he inspired his country and ultimately all of NATO to resist the invasion. I was in a hotel in Pittsburgh with the New York Jets, their playoff hopes in the 2010-11 season quickly evaporating after two consecutive losses, when our emotive head coach, Rex Ryan, summoned fire and brimstone to awaken something deep inside his players. With his face bright red and his voice cracking, jowls animating every word, Rex told his team about the legend of Spanish conquistador Hernan Cortes, outnumbered as he tried to conquer the Aztecs in 1519, demanding his soldiers burn the boats and give themselves no chance to turn back. As the New York Times later reported, "They burn the boats," Rex shouted. "I'm only asking you to give me 7 weeks." The Jets surged from the ballroom, the Times continued, filled with adrenaline. Several said later that they could not sleep. The Jets went on to topple the Steelers, their signature win of the season. It was thrilling. I truly believe the burn the boats analogy activated a switch inside our players to unlock another level of effort they did not know they possessed. The quote has stuck with me ever since, as I recognize that the philosophy has been guiding my decisions long before I was able to put it into words. I've never been at war like Sun Tzu and Caesar, or literally under siege like Zelensky, defending democracy from evil, but the journey of my life has sometimes felt like a true battle. It's not just that I grew up in poverty. I grew up without hope. My mother, raising four boys on her own, was desperately ill, declining before my eyes until she finally succumbed when I was just 26 years old. It would have been easy to end up like so many kids in my neighborhood, on drugs, in jail, achieving nothing, or in many cases, dead. My gift was that I saw another path, and then I took it. I credit everything in my life to understanding as a struggling high school kid that the cavalry was never coming. The universe owed me nothing. I had one life to live, and no one was going to show me the way. I see this pattern in every business I invest in and in every successful person I know. They understand that it's all on them and that it doesn't matter what other people do or even what they think. I'll talk in the chapters ahead about how important it is to trust your instincts and act. I've seen hesitation kill more dreams than speed ever will. And when you hesitate, or when you hedge, or when you divide your attention between your goal and the safety net you think you need to build, it all just begs the question, what are you waiting for? Science bears this out. Studies have convincingly shown that backup plans hobble us on the road toward success, that abundant choices end up rendering us paralyzed. It's okay to be unsure if it's the right move or the right time, or to imagine that your good idea should be obvious to everyone around you. But if you act on those doubts, I promise you're only sabotaging yourself. Breakout success means training your mind to pursue opportunity before the tipping point of evidence, in the interstitial space between intuition and data. By learning how to confidently burn the boats and set a match to whatever corrosive plan B you're cradling, you will collapse the time delay between insight and action, and you will reap exponential returns. The burn the boats philosophy.